Should I sleep with him or should I wait? In the age of Tinder and one-night stands and sexual lib, are we just confusing ourselves by jumping in the sack too soon? Listen in as TNA weigh in.
You're listening to TNA Talk Sex. I'm T.
And I'm A. So this is a valid question.
Yeah, you know, because we're mostly sleeping with each other right away.
I mean, yes.
You know, well, so in the dating world. Yeah.
Which we are.
Right.
At the moment.
Well, you know, my sister and I have had a lot of conversations about it because she is definitely more
of a waiter.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like using the word conservative isn't even right. It's just,
you know, but it's interesting that it does have this negative
right
thing, you know, because it is this world of sexual lib and like do what you want and take them home and then.
Right. Like I have a right to have a one night stand, which we advocate on this show. We want people to feel that.
We do.
If
that's
they
true.
Want
but let's
to.
At the same time, let's not judge.
Right.
The waiters.
Well, right. Well, and I think it always goes back to what's your motivation.
You right. Know? True. So what's with your sister?
Right. Well, I think she's sincerely looking for a committed relationship. In that sense, it probably makes a lot of sense. She does travel a lot for work, for example, and that came up as an issue. I mean, so men that she'd be interested in think, well, but you're not really around, so I'm not going to commit. Right. And because you're not having sex early on, there isn't sort of that bait or that hook that makes you commit to someone who is traveling.
Yes, I think
it's harder to build those roots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true. I think we have to look at this as, you know, are you looking to, yeah, just have fun, basically, or are you looking for a partner? But as I say this, when I reflect on my one night stands, I mean, I've rarely had. I know you. I feel like this happens with you more often, but I feel like it's hard for me to really fully enjoy casual sex. Like it's, you know, I just in connected sex to me and with someone that I know tends to be, I don't know, more
out.
Well, that's not true, actually.
No,
I got a couple instances coming
when
back
you
to
start
mine.
Yeah, when you start analyzing it, every time you go to generalize, you're
know,
like,
I'm
wait
like,
a
oh,
minute,
wait, no, that's yeah, no. But okay, so
I had a one night stand that was great.
Well, I had this moment which got me thinking about this topic, actually.
Tell us about your moment.
Well, it was, you know, I'm having my morning coffee and it's my reflection time, and I don't know if I had a dream or something, but I had this moment where I was reflecting on my life. I don't know what it was. It was sort of a meditative gazer moment, and this sort of realization came to mind that I felt like I was comparing how I am now and like I guess this sense of strength and just where I am now versus where I was maybe 5 years ago, and just personally and sexually and in relationships. And now I feel like there's this such an inner strength that's present that wasn't there 5 years ago. And I thought about, you know, is that because of the relationships I've been in or whatnot? It wasn't actually really thinking, it was just this moment of seeing that my progress and my strength came from just being in the world and like doing my businesses and creating things and putting my will out there in the world, and that it didn't really have much to do, I thought, with the relationships I had.
With, you know, romantic relationships.
Yeah, or like sleeping around, or like that it wasn't, that I wasn't gaining, like, you know, it wasn't that, it was, I was gaining a lot of knowledge from each of these instances that had then given me now this new database with which I have this renewed confidence to go into the next relationship. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
You know?
Well, can I? Well, and this is what brought up the subject. But
yeah.
I was thinking about our interview with Jessie Kamweiler and how she brought up that, you know, her kind of misconception about sex and how she would almost exclusively give without expecting anything back sexually. Mm-hmm. And how I frankly think that probably mirrors a pattern of behavior for her that,
right.
Well, maybe we need to verify that.
Yeah, but, yeah, but
no, but so she mentioned a boyfriend who really taught her balance and taught her to kind
right.
of
right, sure.
To receive and to connect with her body and learn to play. And so, and, you know, then I go, well, that's an example of a, you know, of someone that really taught her.
Definitely. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I guess this was just a sense that, oh, what really gives me this strength of myself really has nothing to do with the men in my life. It really is about what I'm doing in life, I guess. Right, like, you know, and how much faith I have in myself, really, you know.
Sure.
So like, this is kind of a side note, mm-hmm. you know, but it led me to this topic. And then someone sent us an email with some information with talking about this topic. Should we wait? And it's, to me, it's sort of tied in because it's, I think that previous realization got me thinking about somehow what.
Go ahead. Well, she sent information about a book called The Rules.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The Rules, which was a really popular book in the 90s.
Yeah, my mom gave me a copy of The Rules.
Yeah, I had never actually heard of it or maybe girlfriends of mine did, but I had a very different childhood. Like, I feel like I was a little bit.
You were raised by your dad mostly. I mean, yeah, you lived in his house.
Right. I was raised by my dad mostly, and my mother's kind of avant-garde anyway. And, right. and so I didn't. Whatever that means, like, you know, just living her own life in a
free spirited.
Yeah. Yes. And but even more so, I mean, I guess I joke that my best friends that I grew up with kind of civilized me, you know, taught me how to be like socially appropriate.
And so they didn't give you a book of the rules.
I never got that book, but they may have also been working from a very, you know, extreme, like I was at a very low level, so they probably didn't want to.
I think, you know,
I wasn't at that. They were like, that's not how you dress. That's not how you eat.
Right. Like, just look at the basics.
Don't
covered.
Insult people. That's insulting. I'm like, that's insulting? It's insulting.
Well, that's their fault.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Well, I think it was laughed at a lot, to be honest. And I think this kind of thing still is. But it's the kind of book.
It makes me think of, what's the current one? He's Just Not That Into You. Like, kind of like this sassy, like, advice for women. Like, don't you know? That's why you're not getting the man you want.
Right. Like the only one that, like, stuck in my head was Hang Up First.
On the phone.
On the phone, yeah. But you know, honestly, I stick to this rule. I try to. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know. But I do think that it's little things like that. Like,
you know, in a weird way, though, hanging up first on the phone is almost like a man letting you go through the door first, too. Like, there's this sense of, like, go first, like the man waiting for you. So when you're done speaking, like, there's almost a politeness in it.
Kind of, I
never
suppose.
Thought about it that way.
I think in that book it's referenced more as, maintain. They don't say this, but like a power play in a way, you know,
yes.
Like, okay, well, you know, I gotta go. I'm busy. Oh, yeah, 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 me too.
Yeah, right, right.
That
making
kind of
sure they know you're busy.
Right. So it's this kind of a thing. And I think in that book, I don't remember, but it probably has to do with, you know, when you do sleep with him, when you don't, wait, whatever. And it's about capturing this man's attention.
Right.
And so,
well, with the idea of getting married, like the book is very much saying this is, you know, to find a good man.
Right. So should you wait
if you're out and about dating on Tinder in LA or in
any city? I mean, if you're just down DTF. Just do it, like, just go, who cares? I think,
well, what's
but I like,
yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you can't hear
okay
yourself?
No, yeah, no, I'm back. I thought my mic went down. But
yeah, so abrupt.
Yeah.
When I'm dating
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm taking over. T's taking over. I feel like I had to acknowledge I am in a place where I'm seeking out people where it doesn't lead to something longer term. I think that if I meet someone that it does just manifest, of course I'm okay with that, but I'm not, like, I consciously know that I'm not seeking, like, this good man to be a life partner right now. And I don't know, you know, does that mean that I need to work on myself? Maybe. I think I'm very focused on other goals right now.
Yeah.
And so that's led me to having thoughtful, beautiful connections that lean towards one night standers, which they're maybe not one night. They're like almost like a few days in a row, and then they string out like with dabblings for a month here or there, or they're usually from out of town. So it is a beautiful connection. I do feel like an earnest appreciation of each other.
Right. And if you were guys were going to be in a relationship, maybe, or if you wanted a relationship out of it, maybe you would handle it differently.
Yeah. Or I would be in a relationship. Like, I could, the potential is there to be in a relationship with them, except there's things that,
right,
in the way, like living in a different city.
I feel like my experience thus far, I feel like there's been an arc for me where, like, you know, my mom gave me this book and she was a very free spirited and person who embraced sexuality. But for her, the rules, there was sort of this game a bit. A game in the sense that like needing, I feel like she was trying to teach me to understand how men operate a bit. And so, and these rules were there to keep you to, I felt were there to keep me in a position of like when you're totally smitten with this guy and you just want to, you don't care. And you're just like throwing yourself down, like
floodgates.
These rules will be able to be an anchor to hold you in a respectable place so that you're like, you know, doing respectable behavior or whatever.
Well, and it's almost like a life lesson everyone needs to learn, except maybe for women.
Self-control.
But for women, it's couched always in terms of like when you're approaching a man.
Yeah.
Like when you're approaching romance.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah.
I would say that for me.
Don't cry in the boardroom.
Even if it's casual sex, I think that I have discovered for myself anyway that there's still value in waiting, because even just a little bit, because I really enjoy the art of seduction.
I agree.
Seduction can happen over a day, 2 days, a week. And if I just meet someone and then immediately, you know, have sex that night, it's okay, it's fine, you know, and it can even be good, but allowing some of that time, even for a casual affair, for me really juices it up.
Actually, I agree 100%. And I have to say that right when I meet someone, like if they try to kiss me right away, I get pretty turned off. Like I'll you know, I'm like, oh, I mean, we're not
because
there
there's
yet.
There's no time for that, like,
yeah,
build. Magnetism to,
right.
to really exist.
I'm like, don't rush it. Like, right. I don't know you. You're definitely attractive.
And
but
so even for
that's a powerful observation to validate.
Right.
The way
I mean, that's my wise experience right now, how I'm playing the game. That's how I prefer it. And then in terms of relationship, this is a new thing for me as well. I'll tell you this. So I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that this is developing in me, because it's so like our show is a sex talk show.
Yeah, no, but it's very interesting that you feel the embarrassment too.
Well, yes, it is. But I do feel this conservative thing developing in me.
I'm
judging it as conservative. Yes. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm in a space where I've been single and I do know for certain that I am blossoming into a relationship zone. However,
you mean in your life?
In my life.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm also older. I'm 33 and like I'm just so who knows if it's a relationship zone or that life is different or that I'm wiser and brighter or I don't know what it is, but I do feel
it's hard
like
to know.
So many factors, right? Because yeah. Every moment is different.
Wisdom is knowing you know nothing at all.
But I do feel that it, like right now I'm developing this thing of totally waiting. Like I feel like I've developed this radar. Not a radar, like a sensibility, a sensitivity where I can, like, I know in an instant or definitely after a date for sure, like where we stand, where the potentials lie, where the blocks lie, how compatible. I mean, first of all, I'm a little gifted in this. I do have like a gift of discernment where in the first 30 seconds I know about our dynamic. I'm very, very accurate about assessing that.
Well, you know what? I feel like, and I think you're very intuitive, and I think that all of us could build that trust in ourselves more.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Like I don't do it as much as you do, but when I think about it, the way that you're describing it, I go, oh yeah. Like there are things that I'm almost ignoring or brushing aside, like
right.
kind of being numb to. And
right.
I'm like, oh, it's fine.
And then we end up relying on logic and external things that we've been taught to validate or to value.
Right.
To give us information anyway. But so yes. And I guess it's, yeah, I guess what I'm noting is that I'm trusting in this. And when I do, I feel like there's no need. Like I don't need to sleep with this person to know our compatibility or what's there. So there's no problem in waiting. And I'm happy to really get to know this person. And but yeah, I do think that I wonder like if we really did support self-awareness and like at really young ages and really what's the word I want to use? Taught ourselves at a younger age to really trust that inner knowledge, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe this would be different.
Right. Rather than sort of saying, well, this is what my friends are doing, or this is what the person soliciting me is doing, or, you know, and just kind of going along with it because you don't feel like you're, well, frankly, I mean, I feel like it almost sounds PSA-like, but, you know, because you don't trust your own voice, you know, or you're doubting yourself. You don't have the self-esteem to, it's really just going, well, this is what I'm hearing inside. So yeah. I'm just going to say no.
Right, yeah.
It's funny because I recently, but like in the fall, I met a guy at a bar, and I haven't done that in a long time, right? I mean, so many people are like online dating, or you meet like in different kind of work environments, but like at a bar having a drink with a friend, it was very funny because my friend asked for a cigarette outside and no one had one, and then I didn't notice him, but he noticed me, and he like ran around trying to find a cigarette and then ran in and gave her the cigarette so that we would come outside, and then that was his way of like talking to me. It was so cute. He told me this later. but at some point he tried to, I think at the end of the night, he like, you know, he went to kiss me, or he was like, let's go for a walk, and kind of jumped the gun on it. And I was like, I'm, you know, really excited to meet you. I just, you know, it's a little fast. And he was like, oh, you're right. It's too fast. But then again, he also, like, the next time we went out was like, wow, I really admired how you waited and you didn't want to like kiss me right away. And so it just spoke to his experiences, which seems they must have been so immediate for a while.
Yeah.
That he kind of assumed that that's what had to happen. Like, I'm attracted to you now, I'm going for it.
Right, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, and as we know, I'm kind of cool with, I will hook up with someone, sure, yeah, in the right context.
Yeah.
You know, often it is sort of a seduction, even in those one-nighters. Like, I think I often do have a little bit of resistance. And then I'll kind of, you know, maybe they'll seduce me in a way where I'm like, well, it does feel good. I don't know why I'm fighting it.
You know, yeah, I guess I'm at the point now where I'm like, I feel like I've gone ahead and, you know, jumped in because there is this, it's like, well, kind of like everybody's doing it, and I'm supposed to be sexually liberated and be able to enjoy this. So, and I do, and I am a very sexual person, and I do enjoy it. So I'm like, okay, fine, you know, but at this point I'm like, fuck that. You know, it's got to be a hell of a seduction in order to get me in bed that first night. Only because, yeah, I mean, it's just, I want that magnetism. And that doesn't mean I need to marry you, but I want that, like, that oomph, that zest, that.
Sure. But in that sense, I do feel like it maybe has to do with age, but age in the sense of experience.
That's
like
why
life
I date
experience.
Older men.
Well, okay. I feel like I have dated younger men that bring to the table the sophistication of the elder gentleman.
But you and I have different like thresholds of, I don't know. Anyway, there's
That's
so many
not
factors.
True.
I'm just saying.
There are so many different men that I've been with.
We can't. People.
I know, but I'm saying there are so many different types of men I've been with. Because I've been with so many that you can't
tell us. I'm,
no, yeah, I'm you can't qualify. Like I feel like
no,
there've been
know,
a couple that are.
I know.
Anyway, but it's true. I remember dating one guy who looked very youthful, and at some point I went, oh, you're older than I thought, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, why? How could you tell? And I said, actually, it was that when we had sex, the patience,
yes,
and the kind of the detail,
right.
Was sophisticated of someone who doesn't have basically a burning need, like an insatiable
right.
fire,
right, right.
because they're more experienced. And almost I feel like it's kind of what you're talking about, kind of reaching this period or this phase in your life where it's like, oh, I get it. I get how it works. And it's a really beautiful, fun experience.
I think I'm just tired of having like subpar. It's like, you know, casual sex for me has like, or just jumping in and not waiting is just, you know, it's been, yeah, it's great. It's fun. It's whatever. But are they super memorable? Not really. But what makes it really memorable is the seduction. So I'm just like, yeah, I guess I'm just calling it the shots myself a little bit more. But in terms of finding a partner, like versus casual sex, one thing that has been like one of the biggest things that's come to light for me recently, which actually was brought up by this like Santa Claus body worker guy in Malibu. And I heard him say, he told me this, and then I totally wanted to ignore him.
When you were, this was a few years ago.
This was a few years ago, yeah. And
when you're having
very,
fancy free sex.
Yes, and he was very, very in an open relationship. And he was very, very conservative. He was on a farm in
Wait, he was
Oregon.
In an open relationship?
I was.
Oh, you were. Okay, great.
Yeah. And And he, I don't know. Anyway, the point he was making was sex is sort of dangerous to have early on because it creates this chemical addiction and these chemical bonds that really, if it's not the right person, really can confuse the situation and really can totally shade you and veil whether or not this person really is the right person for you in a relationship. And I brushed that off, but now I feel like there may be some truth to that, to be honest.
Well, by the way, I think that a lot of the sexual journeys that I've been on, even in the last year, I have talked about a couple times now just about how intense it was with a number of men that I got involved with and then almost wanted something more, but then it didn't happen. It's totally, you end up with like this chemical high from the sexual connection. But for me, I feel like from having all these sort of sexual relationships, I have a newfound understanding and depth about the arc that you, the journey and the arc that your mind and body go through when you're in a relationship or when you meet a guy you're excited about and have sex and then come down from it. I guess the infatuation phase. And so now it doesn't really scare me or intimidate me. Like I'm empowered because I'm familiar with the qualities that come along with it.
I hear you. My question, and I don't know if I know the answer to this, but my question would be, we've become accustomed to that cycle because that's the way the lifestyle we've been living.
Right. Is
could,
it necessary?
Could it be different? Or not even is it necessary? I think for that circumstance, if we're going to have casual sex with a potential partner, you know, and go through that infatuation phase and whatever, like, I just wonder how it would be different if we did wait. And I've only have this one experience to go off of now where I waited 5 months before I slept with the person. And it's been an entirely different journey. There's also some other factors involved, like travel and distance from each other, which may be playing in too. You know, so it's not a very clear-cut scientific experiment.
Well,
but
what's interesting is with travel,
I do feel like there's a strong, really strong foundation there.
Yeah, I think it's complicated because I think you can create a strong bond with a partner when you're when they're traveling and you get that sort of intellectual and mental stimulation and connection. We're going to wrap up, but it's a complicated question that we've put up, you know, because I do think about how you have these other experiences where you've slept with men and had those kind of immediate experiences to compare and say, I really prefer this. Now, if you never, I guess I'm arguing the devil's advocate side, which is if you've never done that.
Jumped in and not
right.
waited.
Yeah, I feel like I grew up in like a more Catholic environment and I was told I'm not allowed, like it's dangerous. The infatuation is dangerous. Like there's this great Italian movie, Seduced and Abandoned, right? Like it's like, you know, it could lead to pregnancy, da da da. So just, yeah, I feel very empowered with the knowledge of my personal actual life experience of having a lot of sexual relationships.
Well, yes, and I certainly think there is a difference between withholding out of shame and guilt versus withholding for a conscious decision.
With self-awareness.
Right.
Which we've talked about on that note.
I think there's value in waiting.
Yeah, no, I think that there's...
Join the conversation.
Yeah, join the conversation. Let us know what you think. I think, conscious decisions either way are, I think, empowering. And I feel like our current Tinder environment, people aren't really thinking a lot about it. They're just like, I have yearning, so I'm acting on it.
Right.
That's my concern. And I think why we decided to do this show.
Exactly.
So share with us your thoughts on Instagram at TA Talk Sex, Twitter at TA Talk Sex. What do you know? and @TA Talk Sex on iTunes. Please write us a review there if you're really enjoying what we're listening to.
It's the best way you can help us. Thanks so much.
You're listening to TNA. I'm T.
I'm A.